If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
216-474-0092. Okay, so we start our conference call today, as we do most days, talking about the recent events of what's going on in sports.
And gee, that's stunning since we do sports talk.
Well, I'm just letting people behind the scenes. You don't have to be so snarky about it.
When did we ever start one of those conference calls with sports talk, Dana?
I mean, we usually don't get to sports until like 5 to 10 minutes
in. That's not true. You and I are always right. Hey, what do we got today? What are we doing? What do you think we should do today?
It's a 5-minute discussion on track, and then we find our way over to.
Well, we are talking about track. That's true. Did you see those new blocks they have in the 100? Oh man, those are really cool.
And traffic. Let's not forget traffic.
Oh yeah, traffic is another one. That is true. The good thing is we're so calm during the traffic too. You never like Jeff swears all the time, but I mean that's who he is, and you just have to kind of accept it. Oh, he always gets a little bit irrational while he's driving. And has things to say that no one can hear.
Dan, yeah, no, I don't even need to say anything, do I?
You think people assume?
I think the silence will tell the truth.
Okay.
Oh, that it's you? That we're not going to out you on this
one? Okay.
Oh, I have the worst language of the three of you. I'll be the first to admit that always.
Fair enough. We'll leave it at that. All right, so Jeff brings up a conversation this morning that I was like, stop. We're talking about this on the air, and we're moving forward. It starts with Donovan Mitchell dealing with a couple of injuries right now, right? That's where it starts.
Well, we've heard.
And then it moves its way into Jason Tatum for last night. So, Jeff, I'm going to let you make your statement, and then we are going to debate this. And I'm telling you, Northeast Ohio is going to want to be a part of this conversation. 216-474-0092. You made a statement.
A chicken in every pot.
Yeah, I need a statement that's within the last 60 years.
Congratulations on becoming comptroller in 1954.
That was actually way before then. If you're Donovan Mitchell and you're questionable, you're a game time decision.
Yeah, this is not from the 1920s. This is current.
No, Donovan didn't play in the 1920s.
No.
If you're Donovan and you're a game time decision tonight, and specifically, let me double check. What are we hearing? Ankle injury, calf.
Yeah, right? Ankle, calf.
We've heard calf. Mm-hmm. If he feels fine today at shoot around,
yes,
and feels good in pregame warm-up, and it feels good. I'm not going to say even 100%, but you feel pretty good. Okay, you can play.
Okay.
If there's any discomfort and it doesn't feel right, and you just saw Jason Tatum blow out something last night, Donovan, take a seat, man. Take a seat. You're down 3-1. And I have visions of Kevin Durant in my head. I have visions of Damian Lillard in my head. I have visions of Jason Tatum last night bawling and being carried off the floor in my head. And if Donovan thinks, man, this thing is really sore, well, don't play. Because it wouldn't be worth risking missing a season for. Down 3-1. Let your team go out. They're 9-2 without you this year. Let your team go out and win you a game. I'm not saying Donovan doesn't play and the Cavs don't have a chance to win. What I'm saying is Cavs can win without Donovan if they have to. And he should sit if he doesn't feel like, yep, this is okay. I can play with this. Because he's not going to feel perfect, Andy. That's not going to happen. But if he thinks I can play with this, fine. If he thinks, all right, I'll try it. Man, don't do that. Don't do that.
So we just have different schools of thoughts on this. So I think if he feels like, even if he's at 60% and wants to play, he should play. If doctors tell him not to play, he should not play.
Okay.
Okay. If he is, I'm not telling him what to do. He's going to do what he wants to do. So I'm sorry. I don't want to put words in his mouth and I don't want to be the voice of reason floating inside of his head. If Donovan Mitchell wants to play tonight, Donovan Mitchell should play, even if he's in pain, if he wants to. Now, the question becomes...
If he's in pain, he should play?
If he wants to play, and he thinks he could play somewhat of a normal game, and he's in pain, absolutely. If he wants to play, he should be able to play. He's earned the right to do that. He has earned the right to do that. I understand where you're coming from on this.
But if
we talk about playoff toughness all the time, and that guys play... Again, we talk about any sport. You know, you're 2 weeks into the season... Players are playing hurt all the time. When is the next time Donovan Mitchell is going to get this close to the Eastern Conference Finals? It may be never.
There's a difference, though, Andy, between sore, which I certainly expect him to be,
mm-hmm.
and discomfort and pain.
Okay.
I mean, pain is a warning sign. Sore, okay, guys are sore all the time. That's fine.
Okay.
But pain is a warning sign.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So is there a percentage level that you're putting on him?
You know how when you go to a doctor and they say, what's your pain level here?
0 to 10. They show you the smiley faces on the wall, yeah.
I don't need the smiley faces. I can handle it.
No, because you're so tough. You don't have to look at the smiley face.
I have an idea. I don't need the smiling faces.
Even in the hospital, Jeff, even people that are laying there and can't move any limbs, they show you on a chart... 0 to 10, and they put smiley faces.
Manigan's got his hand over his head.
Jeff is not down with the smiley face chart.
No, I'm not.
Because he's too good for that.
No, does he?
He's too highfalutin for the smiley faces.
That's not what I said.
Like every normal human being that's in the... First of all, if you're in the hospital, you shouldn't be there unless you're giving birth, which is really the only reason you should ever want to be in the hospital. Let's be honest.
I've done unless the you're 1 working. To 10.
And they say to you 1 to 10, and they try to ease your pain psychologically by putting smiley faces.
Of the three
good
guys,
for you, hospital system.
Of the three guys sitting here, I'm the only one whose body is not completely skeletal calcium.
Can today
part of mine is titanium.
Can today be the London game so I can justify drinking at 10:30 a.m.?
No, 9:30 a.m. Come on, man.
if he's in pain.
See you at the channel.
Andy, if he's like on a pain scale of 7 or 8, well, he shouldn't play. If he's on a pain scale of 3 or 4 and he feels like it, go for it. But man, I'm sorry. We watched Jason Tatum, phenomenal basketball player, crumble to the floor last night without being touched. And what's a precursor to that kind of an injury? Ankle and calf issues. If I'm Donovan and it's bad, I'm not playing. And if I'm the Cavs,
so what is the threshold of pain?
Well, if I'm the Cavs, I don't want him to.
The Cavs didn't even tell us that he was hurt until 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Well, but they knew and he knew, and so that's what matters here. They'll know, he'll know. They can tell us when they're dang good and ready.
What you're saying is, and I'm just make sure and correct me if I'm wrong, okay? And I love putting words in my mouth.
Go ahead.
If this was a regular season game, there'd be no question he would not be playing, right?
No.
So you think he should look at this? I'm asking. I'm not telling, and I'm not saying you said it this way. Should he look at this as if it was a regular season game?
No.
How should he look at this game?
If he's in pain, he should not play. If he has some level of discomfort and feels good to go, there's a difference between pain and like, boy, that's sore. And if he's sore but thinks he can go, then he should go. But if he's in pain, Andy, and like if you know he can't move properly, then you should not risk major injury for this game. You're down 3-1. Your team can go play without you and win a game. And they smoked a bad Miami team twice. A Miami team that didn't want to play without Darius Garland. They had a 21-point lead. Without Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, and DeAndre Hunter, they can win a game without Donovan Mitchell. Now, is it ideal? Of course not. Without Donovan, they're done already, probably.
All right, so here's what I'm going to say. I would think that if I was Donovan Mitchell, I realize how hard it is to get to the playoffs. I have an opportunity to be out on the floor tonight, and I do understand that I'm probably going to be in somewhat of a level of pain. What if they give me a numbing agent to make it so that I could play and I wouldn't feel any pain? I would probably play because it's the playoffs and we worked really hard to get here. And I'm a basketball player who wants to play basketball. And I get it and I understand it. By the same token, if a doctor told him your career could be on the line for stepping out on the floor tonight, at that point, I would probably say, no, I'm not playing tonight. That's the only way.
That's a tough call, though.
I'm getting medical advice and saying, how much more damage can I do if I play this? I cannot do anything based on what I saw last night in the Boston game with Jason Tatum. I can't do that. I cannot. That goes back to the whole, well, you could get hurt crossing the street theory. And we all know what he's put into the season, right? We all know how hard he works. And they need him, and he knows they need him. But I don't. My level of pain is at a different threshold because I just don't know when I'm going to be able to get back to this point in my career. And I'm sitting here tonight, and I'm trying to figure out if I want to play or not, if I have the decision to figure it out. I just don't know what the threshold of pain is, and I definitely cannot make that decision based on what I saw last night. Do you think last night has any factor in that? I want you to answer that when we come back. I want you to answer it too on the phone lines. I know plenty of folks are trying to get through, and we'll get you through. Once you pick up the phone and call 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. I don't think what happened last night in the Boston game should have any part of Donovan Mitchell's thought process tonight's game. He's human. I could understand that. What do you think? More after this. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.